This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Dave Hill's podcasting incident on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dave Hill's podcasting incident with me, Dave Hill, the pride of Cleveland and beyond. I once got a free soup and salad at the Akron, Ohio Cracker Barrel. At least I didn't pay for it. I believe it was complimentary. It may have been left on by the previous customer. I don't know. Anyway, it's a rainy. It's a damp, and I just took a shower, so it's double damp. I just unzip myself a little bit just to give my chest hair a little breathing room. But yeah, it's raining. Lucy's here looking at me like, really? Podcasting? I thought we were going to play with the ball. That would be, Lucy, bring me your ball. Come on, bring the ball. Bring it. She's like, no, I'm not falling for this again. As you can hear, Mr. Chris Gersbeck is with me. I think.
Hi.
You can hear him. There he is, Chris.
Hi.
How's everything going, Chris?
Excellent. Should we tell people that we recorded for about 5 minutes and then realized we weren't recording?
That may lead people to believe that this show is not the slick affair.
I can cut that.
They thought it was. No. Let people know. Let them see behind the curtain. Let them see how the sausage is made. Yeah, we recorded for a precious 5 minutes or something. And it was gold. It was gold. I think we were on to something.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, we're living in the now. It's always the now.
Mm-hmm.
According to my research. But, yeah, we were thinking and talking about how this podcast is wildly popular in Ireland, apparently.
Oh, yes. That's what
twice as popular in America, but Ireland is much smaller. So if you go per capita, if you think in America, roughly one in 10 people in America listen to this podcast, roughly. I'm not the best with math.
Mm-hmm.
But that means roughly everybody in Ireland listens to it, I think, based on that statistic.
Check the math on that.
Yeah, it checks out. Pretty sure it checks out. I wouldn't look that up.
Okay.
Population of Ireland. It's pretty good. Do you know, population of Ireland?
Have you ever been there? I've never been to Ireland.
I'm glad you asked. Yes, I've been to Ireland 3 or 4 times, I think, in my life. I think 3. Yes. I would like to go back. I want to go back and do some shows and stuff. But
so far hasn't happened.
I've done shows there a couple times. Went there for fun a couple times. One of those times was for shows and for fun. So that's actually one trip.
We could do a history fluffer there.
In Ireland, yeah. Our wildly popular history fluffer, our other podcast. By the way, I know we say this every time, but it just doesn't seem to be hitting home. Please rate and review this podcast wherever you get it from, because I'm like, we say this every week, just begging. It takes 2 seconds. Just go on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever, and just be like, 5 stars, 1 star, loved it, hated it. I mean, hopefully you love it if you go to that effort, but people so rarely do. Do my feelings get hurt? Yeah, they do. And also, someone actually wrote a review of this podcast on iTunes and then apparently deleted it like a couple days later.
Because
I go back and I check and I'm like, what else do people say? Because that's all I got. And I was like, wow, that's smart. And then, please do that. Please do that for... No, they did it on History Fluffer. It enraged me. So rate and review this and Dave Hill History Fluffer. Listen to both. Tell your friends. Mm-hmm. Support us on the Patreon, which is a barely functioning Patreon in the grand scheme of things. Thank you to those, the people that are supporting us on Patreon.
Yeah.
I just looked it up. I think we may have lost somebody. That's okay.
You know, it happens at the beginning of every month. We lose a couple.
People are like, oh my God, still? This is still going on?
The thing is, like, I keep putting up, we put up the unedited versions of History Fluffer, which are usually about 85 to 90 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason we cut them down is to get them under an hour or so, just for the public consumption. And also for our listeners on FUBAR Radio.
Right.
Which we appreciate.
We love them over in the UK.
But that means I have to cut out there's a lot of like stories and characters and stuff from each show. Yeah, that I have to cut out, but not because they aren't good, because just for time.
Yeah, so, we're killing our babies.
Exactly.
They're very topical. I'm just kidding.
On Patreon you can hear the full. There was one episode where we had a heckler in the audience. That was fun.
She was pure sass though.
Mm-hmm.
I love her. But yeah. So anyway, but if you're in Ireland, we're just curious, what is it about this podcast that resonates so much with you and your fellow Irish people?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I'd love some answers. Though I have to admit, the silence is intriguing as well. You know, the not knowing. Sometimes it's the not having any idea that really makes it all worthwhile. Anyway, Chris, enough about that. Though I will bring it up again on another episode. Oh my gosh, I'm wearing this like track jacket. I've never really worn it before. Woo! Really locks in the heat. It was a gift, and I gotta take it off. Now I'm just breathing and I'm free.
Mm.
Just out there.
Do you tend to be more of a, like, I'm always hot. Like, I always feel like I have to.
Oh, you don't have to tell me, Chris.
I always have to have AC on. I'm the older I get, the more I like the winter, because I just hate sweating, being cold. Being hot.
Yeah, I guess I prefer the cold, if I had to say. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fun in the sun guy. A lot of people look at me, they're like, there's a fun in the sun guy. You'd be mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the facts, and deal with it, mofos. But wasn't. I just blacked out. Oh God! Get some water. Hydrate, Dave. No, I don't know. I don't really. You know, I just kind of roll with it. I know some people that get really freaked out about this sort of thing, temperature fluctuations. But not this kid. I just, you know, I dress accordingly. I get on with my life. Lucy wears the same thing year round. Can't be perfect.
You don't have any. Do you have outfits for her? I've never seen her.
Oh, yeah. She has a lot of looks. I just had her outside in a yellow raincoat. Adorable.
That's so cute.
I don't think it had made her feel any better about the fact that it was raining at all. I think she was like, yep, still raining. I'm out. But we did it. We got out there. And we lived. And she didn't pee, and she'll probably pee in the house after I leave. But, no, I don't think she will. She's a lady. But before we go any further, speaking of clothing, and I'm not hawking, I'm just stating facts.
Mm-hmm.
I've been having so much fun, designing witch taint clothes.
Oh my God. Yeah. So the other night, Jen and I were, my wife and I were looking at the witch taint website, and it's like the funniest merch site I could ever think of.
Oh, the Teespring site?
Yeah, all the descriptions and all the items you have on there are hilarious. I think we're going to get the Witch Taint shower curtain.
Oh yeah, I want to get one of those for myself someday. I don't have. Yeah, you could. The thing, cool thing about this site, and I'm not making any. I'm not getting a kickback for saying this. You design the stuff, and then they make it as ordered. So it's not like, you know, a lot of the stuff. You know, in my experience, you make it and you got to like pay for it, and it sits in like either your house or in a warehouse somewhere until someone orders it, and then you got to make your money back and blah, blah, blah. And then this site, and I think this is sort of what a lot of people are doing now, but they just make it to order. So you can just design all this stuff. So I designed a Witch Taint sports bra the other day just because I thought, why not? And I sold 3 of them.
That's amazing.
Already. Like the first day. And then I designed a hoodie that has the Witch Taint goat like in a pattern all over it. And I sold one in the first 10 minutes. The problem is they kind of stalls out pretty quickly. There's not a long tail, as they say, on these things. Yeah. But, you know.
Do you have a robe? Like a bathrobe?
No, but gosh, you got me thinking.
Yeah, robe or like a kimono would be good. Which I guess is also a robe.
That would be great. Yeah, I'm on it. I'm on the there's so many. This might be my new thing. Like part of me is like I'm having fun making merchandise like Witch Taint socks, Witch Taint leggings, Witch Taint throw pillows, Witch Taint coffee mugs, Witch Taint beach towels. Witch Taint baby onesies.
Oh yeah, the baby onesie.
Police
yeah,
blanket.
I want to get that for my nephew.
It's so much fun. But then I'm like, maybe I should just make. Maybe this is the leap that I take into just designing lovely items for everybody, regardless of whether you like Witch Taint or not. Like, maybe just a nice floral pattern. I don't know. Just thinking out loud. Why not? I don't know. This could be my thing.
What would your label be called?
Dave.
Just Dave.
Maybe. I don't know. I had to think about it.
Dave with a period at the end.
Dave. Maybe Dave Hill. Because everyone, seems like everybody, when they say my name, says my Dave whole Hill. Name. Yeah. For like Dan Tana. From Vegas. I was just talking about this with someone. I can't remember. But yeah, it's always... I think Joseph Arthur, I was talking about this very subject with him. That everyone uses my whole name. Anyway, it's not... I hope to tell that story on The Moth. One day. That's the hope. But, you were... Before we hit record for the second or third time, Chris Gerzvik... Mm-hmm. As anyone who listens to this podcast with regularity, this one or History Fluffer, which we record primarily at QED Astoria in Astoria, a great place for shows, classes, coffee, cakes, coffee and cakes, drinks.
Origami.
Where else can you get a craft brew and do some origami? In Queens. I can't think of literally any other place.
Nowhere.
But QED Astoria. The word Astoria almost got away from me there. I don't know if you heard it. Uh-huh. I went Astoria and I started going Ori. And I almost blacked out. But you were just saying that there's been some crime going on.
There was some police activity there last night.
I'm listening. What happened? Without naming names and implicating...
I'm not going to name... It. And oddly enough, it's not the first... It's probably like the third time I think we've had to call the cops to QED.
Man. Have you ever had to call them on me? Be honest.
I mean...
No wrong answer.
Cambry and I were considering it once, but...
Okay, all right, I need to hear it.
But then, you know, you changed your attitude, and so we, you know, we just kind of hung up.
Okay, that's cool.
We dialed 9-1, and we're about to hit 1.
you know what? Yeah, let this guy get on with his life.
Mm-hmm. But so what happened? What happened last night was there. So a few weeks ago, and anyone who's involved in the open mic comedy world of New York City would probably recognize that there, like a few weeks ago, there was a call up put out for this comedian. And I use that term loosely.
A call put out to the police or like, to...
Yeah, he was reported to the police and just like, you know, around the community to be on the lookout for this guy.
Everybody put your red alert.
Yeah. It's basically like the comedy Amber Alert.
Yeah.
And this guy had actually already been banned from QED like months ago.
Mm-hmm.
For different, like, just, well, similar reasons, but not, nothing related to what happened.
He was being sassy.
He's being creepy.
Okay.
And,
all right. Okay.
So he was banned. And then this thing came out a couple weeks ago. There was like a flyer going around saying he's wanted and a detective's number was on there and everything. So this guy showed up for an open mic yesterday. And I immediately recognized him and I told him, you gotta go. And he kind of fought back on it. Not physically, but he was just like, oh, what, because of that thing? And I was like, it doesn't matter, you're not welcome here. And I was like, I'll call the cops if you don't leave. And he wouldn't leave, so I had to call the cops. And eventually he left. And then the cops came. And they pretended like that detective name that I gave them was not a real detective.
The cops did?
Yeah, I don't know. We're trying to find out what I left a message for the detective. That was the number that was on this flyer that was going around.
Oh man!
And it was a voicemail message that said, "You've reached Detective so and so."
The guy that you claimed called.
Yeah, and they I left the voice, and they never called back.
Do you think it could have been a thing where? They were like, he's been dead for 50 years.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
That'd be quite the twist.
Yeah, no one would have seen it come. Anyway, I'm sorry.
But yeah. No, that's pretty much the story. The cops showed up. They were like, there's not really much we can do. I showed them the flyer, and they were like, well, this isn't from the police. And so I don't know. It's a whole... I can't believe this guy showed up after already being banned, and then, like... You know,
oh, they always come back. Yeah. Ban them, that just makes them want to come back even more. But, I mean, I'm just guessing. I have no idea.
It's like the third. It's like the third time we've had to get the police involved at QED.
On this guy,
not on this guy. Other guy. There's a lot of creeps in who do open mics. It's always just the open micers.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, and I don't use that term like, I'm not saying open micer like to be like derogatory. Like, you know, everyone has to start open mics, but.
I didn't.
I know you didn't.
I mean, but most do.
Most do.
I'm not knocking it either. I'm just sort of kidding that I didn't. I mean, I didn't, but I'm kidding. The only reason
you still had to pay your dues. I mean,
I had to pay my dues. I'm just saying, like, there's other ways if you don't want to do that. I just kind of skulked around, mm-hmm. and I went to shows, and I said, you let me out there, or I swear to God, I will hurt your feelings.
Yeah. There's a lot of, I mean, I do think if you want to be a stand-up full-time, you do have to do, like, a ton of open mics, at least if you want to be a stand-up in the most traditional sense.
Totally.
But at a certain point, it's also like... There's a lot of other things I feel like you can do.
The only reason I didn't is because I never planned to go into comedy. And some would argue I still haven't. No, the reason I didn't is because my friend Tony Carnevale just asked me to do his show. And then I did his show. And then I was like, well, I'll just do Tony's show. And then someone asked me to do another show. And then someone asked me to do another show. And then it went from there. Like that the shampoo commercial, and then they told two people, and they, anyway, I just cut this part out. I hate myself. You don't have to cut this part. That was gold. Whatever. But, well, I'm sorry you're dealing with that, Chris, and I'm sorry the community is dealing with that.
It was just one part of my day, and it's fine. Could have been worse. I do fear, like, the amount of people I've had to tell they're not welcome there. And, like, I'm not a... I don't think... I'm not, like, a judgmental person or, you know, I don't create drama. At least I try not to.
I don't think you do.
Yeah. So, like, the fact that I've had to, like I do kind of live in fear that one day, like, someone's going to show back up there. I'm going to be working there, and they're going to be like... I don't know.
Hey, Chris Gersbeck, you just ticked off the wrong guy. And I came here to give you a piece of my mind.
Yeah.
That's probably how it would go down.
Probably.
Probably. I'm just thinking out loud. Maybe not.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. I don't think he's going to come back. At least I hope not.
I hope not, too. For everyone's sake.
Should we do the crime blotter since we're discussing...
Yeah, crime. I'm going to get some water. Don't edit this part out where I go get water. Just keep talking. I'm going to go get Lucy a kiss.
Drink some coffee. You
going to get some water? We should get some Dave's Getting Water theme music to play when I get up. That way it's all, we're using all parts of the pig.
Mm-hmm. I'll look into that.
I don't think this is, okay, this is the police blotter. The crime blotter, I should say. During which we take a look at some of America's lesser crimes, which just so happen to have taken place in northeastern Ohio, where I happen to be from. And these are, I'm just kind of going through, scanning. So here's a crime for you. Let's just be out of the game. Bainbridge Township, property damage, Haskins Road, Bainbridge, lovely little hamlet. Looking to get away from it all? Why not get a place in Bainbridge Township? While investigating damage to a beehive at 2 p.m. June 4th, police noted muddy paw prints and bear tracks on the ground. ODNR was notified of a bear roaming in the area. I don't know what ODNR is. Why would you call the police for beehive damage and then you see... a bee's been there. A bear.
Bear.
And bees, presumably.
Uh-huh.
What I love about when bees, they don't care when bears, they're just like, I want that honey. I don't care if 7,000 bees sting.
Yeah.
I got honey. Mission
accomplished.
Yeah, you gotta respect it, is my point. So...
It is kind of funny picturing a bear just getting stung by a bunch of bees, though.
I mean, I think they really are just like, whatever. And this is not an isolated incident, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
These bears, I love bears, though. I don't want anyone to get mauled by a bear, but I do like I do like a bit of bear mischief.
Me too. Have you seen Grizzly Man?
Oh, is that where a guy gets killed?
Yeah.
No, but I hope to.
You should. You should watch that. It's great.
You
don't actually see the guy get mauled by a bear.
You just hear it, right?
You hear it. You don't see it.
That sounds almost... Is he like, oh my gosh, this is worse than I expected.
It's pretty bad.
My God, this is the worst. I'm getting mauled by a bear. I shouldn't make light of that. One day I might be mauled by a bear. And this little joking around.
This is the clip that they'll play.
They'll be like, you know what? He sort of called that
one. Had it coming.
Yep. Let's see where this one gets us. Motorcycle rider may have run out of gas while attempting to elude police. This is from Parma Heights Police Blotter. If you know anything about Parma Heights, it's kind of the perfect town for this to happen in. There's Parma and there's Parma Heights. So Parma Heights is basically Parma's bitch. Fleeing Meadowbrook Drive on June 1st, 2 days before my birthday, police observed an off-road motorcycle missing a license plate and being driven by a man not wearing a helmet. When the officer attempted to pull over the bike, the rider took off in an attempt to elude police. Eventually, the motorcycle, which either ran out of gas or had mechanical problems, stopped. The Parma Heights resident was arrested for fleeing and eluding. He was also cited for speeding. If I were that guy, I would have just run. Let's make this as bad as it can be. That's my thinking.
Yeah.
That's why stuff happens like I get banned from Twitter.
Do you think Twitter's ever going to unban you?
I have appealed the case 3 times. They keep writing back saying no.
I wonder if you're like a water cooler chit chat around there, around the Twitter offices.
Maybe. The thing about, not to get go down the, my Twitter ban rabbit hole, but I maintain that if what's happened?
Sorry,
do you have like a muskrat?
Cat's playing around with a battery on the floor.
Oh, okay. I love mischievous cats. I defy anybody at Twitter to read my mother jokes and not laugh out loud. I say it can't be done. There.
That's what I don't get. You think that they'd at least see the humor in it, but no.
Oh, I'll be back. I'll be back without question. In some form, maybe not as me. No, let's keep going. Caught red-handed. Jesus, what's that? Sounds like a bear.
I was putting my cat in the living room and closing the door. Sorry.
That cat's had it too good for too long. Caught red-handed, cigarette thief admits crime and flees scene. North Royalton police blotter. North Royalton, not far from Parma Heights, by way of the crow flies or whatever. On May 14th, a gas station employee called police regarding an attempted theft at the Royalton Road store. An arriving officer talked to the employee, who said he watched a man he recognized steal cigarettes off the store counter. When the employees confronted the man about the theft, the man denied it. He quickly changed his story and not only admitted to attempting to steal the cigarettes, but also to stealing cigarettes 2 days prior. The suspect left the store, but the employee took a picture of the tan Chevrolet Blazer he was driving. Police observed video surveillance of both incidents. The man was charged with attempted theft. Why would you admit to stealing them? I mean, I don't know. This is, I guess, how the criminal mind works. I would just be like, I didn't try to steal them 2 days earlier, if that's what you think. Because I didn't. I would just be like, well, I got busted trying to steal cigarettes. I should probably...
Yeah, it's hitting rock bottom.
That's just me.
I don't know what the cost of a pack of cigarettes is in Ohio. In New York, it's like $14 a pack. That's what got me to quit. That and the fact that I was killing myself.
The fact that you were slowly killing yourself. Mm-hmm. I've never been a habitual smoker. I've smoked, don't get me wrong. After some drinks and whatnot, just in the annoying way, like, hey man, could I bum a smoke?
Yeah,
that's how your worst nightmare. One time I was in Paris, France, and I decided, I was like, I'm just gonna try to live a French noir film, and I bought a pack of cigarettes, and I couldn't do it. I was just like, oh my God.
I did that when I was in Paris too.
Because you're like, I'm going to smoke. Really cool. But yeah, I couldn't really keep it up.
I had to say, like, the French do make smoking look really cool.
They make everything look cool. Did we must have, well, we talked about Amelie last week.
Oh, right.
I can't believe I haven't watched Amelie again, because I'm going to watch it again. Mm-hmm. In fact, we should have some sort of contest, or not even a contest. If anyone wants to watch Amelie with me, just get in touch. It's not even a contest. Just be like, hey, Dave, I'd like to watch Amelie with you, and we'll totally do it. You know what we should do? We do a screening of Amelie at QED with and you get to watch Amelie with me and just hear me squeal.
Yeah. Like
delight.
I love it.
You give color commentary the whole time. And when I say color commentary, I mean commenting on all the wonderful colors in the film Amelie, because it's one of the most beautiful,
literally,
art directed films I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And cinematography, I guess I want to say. But love it.
I think that's a great idea.
Can't.
And I'm going to look into it.
Get enough.
You can do a Q&A at the end, too.
Yeah. And people can be like, what else did you like about Amelie? And I would just be like, why don't you ask me what I didn't like about Amelie? Because then it would take me less time to answer.
Yeah.
And I just can't even. A lot of times I think that I am the older male Amelie. Just kind of a misfit, but open to love. So there. And great band.
If anyone has some decent Photoshop skills, please make a poster for Dave, which is Dave in, like you, like it would be like the Amelie poster, but you.
Yes.
And the movie's called Dave.
Yeah, and it's just me scampering about Paris.
With gnomes.
Oh my gosh. Love it. The thing is, I love all the same things. She loves cracking the top of a creme brulee. I love that.
Uh-huh.
Sticking your hand in a bag of rice or beans. Love it.
Oh yeah.
Totally love it.
Was that you or Lucy?
That was Lucy. She's okay. Just stop.
I could have thought it was you. Like sticking your hand in a can of beans. Ooh, ooh.
Oh yeah, no, that's basically how I would react. Oh my gosh, and I'm not to brag, but I'm going to Paris this summer, and if you think that I'm not gonna Amelie it up to the best of my abilities, you're basically insane.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's happening big time.
God, I haven't been to Paris in 10, 11 years.
I have not been to Paris in almost a year. It's been almost a year since I've been to Paris. I can't believe it's been almost a year, but since I've been to Paris.
The thing about Paris that sticks out in my mind, we were only there for a couple nights, but we stayed at this hostel that... We went downstairs. It wasn't like a hostel. It was like a, you know, it was like a hotel that was basically a hostel. And we went downstairs, and the guy behind the counter was clearly like fooling around with this girl back there.
Love it.
And he, like, you know, he looked all like awkward and stuff, and he was trying to hide. And then the girl came out. It was clear, like, they were like doing, they were up to something.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy also had like this weird cream on his upper lip.
Oh, gee.
We didn't want to, like, ask him what it was or, like, anything, but that, the image of this guy, like, looking very startled.
Sure.
Also having some weird kind of cream on his lips. Like, I can never get that image out of my mind.
That's a deeply disturbing, I have to say. The first part of the story, really enjoyed. When you talk about the cream on the lips, then
well, what do you say to someone? Like, do you go like, "Oh, you have something on your upper lip that you're going to be extremely embarrassed by if I point out"? But you'll probably be more embarrassed after the fact when you look in the mirror and you realize you had something on your lip while you were talking to customers. Like, which, I don't know, which is worse?
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say, really.
Yeah, it's a mystery. Never know.
How can we ever really know? You raise a good point.
I sent you a Wikipedia article.
Just now?
Yesterday.
Is this part of the podcast? Or? Oh, I know. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Okay. And I just wanted to talk.
Oh, gosh. If I'm not mistaken, was the subject... So, Wikipedia entry... Called coffee enema?
Yes.
Let me start by asking this, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you send that to me?
I don't even remember how I came across the coffee enema Wikipedia page. But as soon as I saw it, I was like, I gotta send this to Dave.
Well, thank you for thinking of me. I've heard of the coffee enema. Let me be clear.
Yeah.
I know a guy who's done coffee enema. Yeah.
Because the end of this article says that you can die from it.
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of like butt chugging, but for coffee, arguably.
I just can't imagine why anyone would do this.
You don't want to...
It says right in the second sentence of the article, there is no medical scientific evidence to support any positive health claims for coffee enemas.
Yeah, I think the thing with coffee enema is the idea is like when you drink a strong coffee, it makes you shit yourself. And right. So I guess the proponents of coffee enemas, and they're out there, they say like, hey... Why don't we cut out the middleman? And by middleman, I mean my mouth, esophagus, stomach, intestines, and all that, and just put it straight in my butthole. Why don't we do that? And so I guess that's what happens. And then they are like, well, I guess I have hot coffee on my butt, and pretty much... I would argue that you put any liquid up your butt, it's going to make you shit at least the liquid.
Mm-hmm. At least, now. Yeah.
So I imagine on some level, the coffee enemist, don't know if that's the word, but I'll pretend it is, feels satisfaction like their plan worked.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm guessing. That's what happens.
Do you think that the enemies brews their own coffee, or do they go to like a Dunkin' Donuts and get one of those big jugs of coffee?
I would say it doesn't matter. I would say, you mean like the thing that you like when you get like a big travel box of coffee, like, hey, let's have some coffee.
Yeah.
Building seminar.
Exactly, yeah. You bring it to a
Or maybe it could be the sort of thing where someone gets coffee in that context and is be like, hey guys, I'll be right back. Could be one of those things, I imagine. A lot of ways it could play out.
I love Wikipedia articles like this because they're still written in the language of like, you know, any serious Wikipedia article. And there's one sentence in here under effects and dangers of coffee enemas. And it says, if the coffee is inserted too quickly or is too hot, it could cause internal burning.
Yeah.
Or rectal perforation.
Well, there's where you make your mistake. You do a coffee enema, you want to go room temperature, I think.
Yeah, I would go room, definitely not iced and definitely not hot.
Ooh, I might do iced. Maybe, I don't know. But you know, I have a friend who's a nurse, and she said that if you have enough fiber in your diet, you do not, there's no need for any of this sort of extracurricular colon blowing activity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't need a colonic.
No, I've heard that it's all bullshit.
It's fun, don't get me wrong.
It's a good way to spend your Saturday.
Totally. But I'm just saying, you know, hey, you probably don't need to do it. Just get yourself a nice salad. Be done with it.
Uh-huh.
And if I may, I recommend from personal experience, and we probably don't want to go out on this, though we are getting to that point. I would say that if you take psyllium husk, you mm-hmm. stir it up with water, drink it down. You wanna put a freight train through your intestines. I can't think of a better way. Just bulldozing everything in there on out. It's basically Metamucil without sugar and mm-hmm. other unnecessary things.
Personally,
I told you that.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Raisin Bran. That's my go-to.
Raisin Bran's delicious, too.
It is.
You're making me think I want Raisin Bran. Thinking about it.
I'm going to bring a big box of Raisin Bran to your apartment next time.
What brand Raisin Bran do you enjoy?
Kellogg's.
Oh, the classic. Or wait, isn't it post-Raisin Bran?
Post-Raisin Bran, I imagine they're the same. I just grabbed the Kellogg's one. I don't know.
What about Total Raisin Bran?
Ooh, that's another one, right?
It's like they step it up. I think they step it up.
But I think Kellogg's has the two scoops of raisins.
That's bullshit. How can you possibly know that?
You can't.
They can fuck off. I don't know. I don't know why I'm saying that. I guess I need to take a look in the mirror and see what's going on with me.
We have a couple listener questions from last week.
Let's answer some questions. Let's go out on top.
Okay. Had these up, and then I got a notification that it's my 10-year anniversary of friendship, my Facebook friendship anniversary with my mom for 10 years.
Oh, that's beautiful. You could probably just call her, I guess.
I could. She shared the video. You know, they make those little videos.
Oh, good. She's a nice lady.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Matt Edwards asks, and this is in Dave Hill's Facebooking Incident Facebook group.
Yes.
Will there ever be any pedal talk? And by pedal talk, I mean pedals and not multi-effects processors.
Well, yeah, if you want. I mean, not to... I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this. But I just got sent... I'm not even going to say it. Though anyone who kind of follows my Instagram at Mr. Dave Hill can probably figure this out. But I was just sent a secret unreleased pedal in the mail.
Ooh.
That's not out until August. And that's all I'll say, but it's pretty cool.
You giving it a test drive?
Yeah, I'm using it on the new Painted Doll record.
Right, which you're recording right now.
Recording right now with my buddy Chris Reifert. Tom Beaujour.
That's exciting. And,
I'm using this secret pedal on the record. So there. I love pedals.
Mm-hmm.
When am I not going to talk about pedals? Why don't you try to get me to not talk about it?
Do you have a go-to distortion pedal you use?
I have literally a 7 million of them, so no.
Oh, okay. Just, yeah.
I have a ton. So I kind of mix it up, and like, not to brag, but I did a show at Egremont Barn in Egremont, Massachusetts this past Saturday. me, Jordan Carlos, Claire O'Kane, Jenny Rubin.
Oh, yeah.
Super fun. And it was a comedy show, but I played a little guitar. And I brought, what I like to do, Chris, is I just grab a pedal. And I'm like, let's see where this gets me. Mm-hmm. So that's what I did. Anyway, I hope to tell that story on The Moth. Is there another question?
There is. Another one from Matt Edwards. He asks,
Jesus,
when will History Fluffer be turned into a weekly cartoon series?
Oh, that's a great idea, actually.
I really do think that's a great idea.
Let's say 2020.
Okay.
A goal. Done. Okay, we answered your question. Everyone, let's drive this one home, Chris.
Okay.
Thank you. I want to start by thanking you, Chris Gersbeck.
Oh. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for making this possible. Because let's face it, left to my own devices, I'd be lying face down in a ditch somewhere right now.
That's where I found you.
Yeah. And you're like, come on, let's get podcasting. Mm. And we want to thank you, the lovely listener. Thanks to Fubar Radio. Thanks to everyone supporting us on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/Dave Hill and help us keep gas in the tank and being able to do this podcast instead of going out and turning tricks or God knows what to put bread on the table, shoes on the kids. And please rate and review and subscribe to this podcast wherever you get incredible podcasts, and listen to Dave Hill History Fluffer 2, and stay tuned. We have another exciting podcast coming. We can't stop. Another hot podcast coming out soon.
Mm-hmm. Can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah. All right. Lucy, she's out cold. She's like, I've had it. All right. Until next time, stay street, stay hydrated, and get tested, everybody. I'm Dave Hill. This has been Dave Hill. Oh, no, you say I'm Chris Gersbeck.
Chris Gersbeck.
Yeah, that was good. All right. Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.